Barry Howard Mencken. Blog 7322 Upon learning about rampant antisemitism at my alma mater City University of New York. Barry Howard Mencken. I'm disgusted my alma mater CCNY has joined the woke equity and diversity con game being pushed by the victimization and divisity extortionist losers who could never compete on merit like those of us working class students did in the past. We made CCNY the poor man's Harvard due to brilliance of its mostly Jewish students, alumni and faculty. Woke policies, however, eventually turn every organization they touch into anti-American, anti-Semitic, racist shitholes. The woke left, and particularly those worthless, dangerous, imbeciles teaching black studies, CRT and other hyphenated bullshit revisionist anti-American, anti-Semitic racist courses, along with the criminal black KKK aka BLM and other black liberation scumbags are the real racist threat in America. They and their propaganda have become a stage 4 cancer in our universities, government and businesses. They exist through the help of leaders in these organizations who are empty suit, rubber stamp eunuchs and the fake news media. Indeed, all these schmucks can't give just one example of systemic racism against black in the past decade. No, Jesse Smollett and Bubba Watson don't count. But every day we learn of some historic and real racism against straight, white, non-handicapped males or hate crimes against Jews and Asians very often committed by blacks, Muslims, or the left. For some facts not left-wing myths about how we got to this low point in our history, read my book Brainwashed. America's Cultural Revolution. Thousands believe I know what I'm talking about since as a professional futurist I have 5 decades of accurate predictions in 8 books, 100 of blogs and podcasts. Indeed, I've been called a candidate for guru of the decade. Read for yourself my 60 predictions of what would happen to America with a Biden win that are all happening. The eunuchs leading our brainwashed reverse racist American universities and blue states get a failing grade from independent thinkers. Here is what an A-plus response looks like from a real scholar university Chancellor Patton. His letter is a response from Oxford University to black students attending as Rhodes Scholars, who are demanding the removal of the statue of Oxford benefactor, Cecil Rhodes. Interestingly, Chris Patton, Lord Patton of Barnes, the Chancellor of Oxford University, was on the Today program on BBC Radio 4 yesterday on precisely the same topic. The Daily Telegraph headline yesterday was Oxford will not rewrite history. Patton commented education is not indoctrination. Our history is not a blank page on which we can write our own version of what it should have been according to our contemporary views and prejudice. Dear scruddy students. Cecil Rhodes's generous bequest has contributed greatly to the comfort and well-being of many generations of Oxford students, a good many of them, dare we say it, better, brighter and more deserving than you. This does not necessarily mean we approve of everything Rhodes did in his lifetime, but then we don't have to. Cecil Rhodes died over a century ago. Outre temps, outre mer. If you don't understand what this means, and it would not remotely surprise us if that were the case, then we really think you should ask yourself the question, why am I at Oxford? Oxford, let us remind you, is the world's second oldest extant university. Scholars have been studying here since at least the 11th century. We've played a major part in the invention of Western civilization, from the 12th century intellectual renaissance through the Enlightenment and beyond. Our alumni include William of Ockham, Roger Bacon, William Tyndale, John Donne, Sir Walter Raleigh, Erasmus, Sir Christopher Wren, William Penn, Representative Adam Smith, D.W.A., Samuel Johnson, Robert Hooke, William Morris, Oscar Wilde, Emily Davison, Cardinal Newman, Julie Cox. We're a big deal. And most of the people privileged to come and study here are conscious of what a big deal we are. Oxford is their alma mater, their dear mother, and they respect and revere her accordingly. And what were your ancestors doing in that period? Living in mud huts, mainly. Sure, we'll concede you the short-lived Southern African civilization of Great Zimbabwe. But let's be brutally honest here. The contribution of the Bantu tribes to modern civilization has been as near as damn it to zilch. You'll probably say that's racist. But it's what we here at Oxford prefer to call true. Perhaps the rules are different at other universities. In fact, we know things are different at other universities. We've watched with horror at what has been happening across the pond from the University of Missouri to the University of Virginia and even to revered institutions like Harvard and Yale, the safe spaces, the hash, Black Lives Matter, BLM, the creeping cultural relativism, the stifling political correctness, what Alan Bloom rightly called the closing of the American mind. At Oxford, however, we will always prefer facts and free, open debate to petty grievance mongering, identity politics and empty sloganeering. The day we cease to do so is the day we lose the right to call ourselves the world's greatest university. Of course, you are perfectly within your rights to squander your time at Oxford on silly, vexatious, single-issue political campaigns. Though it does make us wonder how stringent the vetting procedure is these days for Rhodes Scholarships and even more so, for Mandela Rhodes Scholarships. We are well used to seeing undergraduates, or, in your case, postgraduates, making idiots of themselves. Just don't expect us to indulge your idiocy, let alone genuflect before it. You may be black, BME as the grisly modern terminology has it, but we are color blind. We have been educating gifted undergraduates from our former colonies, our empire, our commonwealth and beyond for many generations. We do not discriminate over sex, race, color or creed. We do, however, discriminate according to intellect. That means, inter alia, that when our undergrads or postgrads come up with fatuous ideas, we don't pat them on the back, give them a red rosette and say, "Ooh, you're black and you come from South Africa. What a clever chap you are." No. We prefer to see the quality of those ideas tested in the crucible of public debate. That's another key part of the Oxford intellectual tradition, you see. You can argue any damn thing you like, but you need to be able to justify it with facts and logic, otherwise your idea is worthless. This ludicrous notion you have that a bronze statue of Cecil Rhodes should be removed from Oriel College, because it's symbolic of institutional racism and white slavery. Well, even if it is, which we dispute, so bloody what? Any undergraduate so feeble-minded that they can't pass a bronze statue without having their safe space violated really does not deserve to be here. And besides, if we were to remove Rhodes's statue on the premise that his life wasn't blemish-free, where would we stop? As one of our alumni Dan Hanan has pointed out, Oriel's other benefactors include two kings so awful, Edward II and Charles I, that their subjects had them killed. The college opposite, Christ Church, was built by a murderous, thieving bully who bumped off two of his wives. Thomas Jefferson kept slaves, does that invalidate the U.S. Constitution? Winston Churchill had unenlightened views about Muslims in India, was he then the wrong man to lead Britain in the war? Actually, we'll go further than that. Your Rhodes Must Fall campaign is not merely fatuous but ugly, vandalistic and dangerous. We agree with Oxford historian R.W. Johnson that what you are trying to do here is no different from what ISIS and the Al-Qaeda have been doing to artifacts in places like Mali and Syria. You are murdering history. And who are you, anyway, to be lecturing Oxford University on how it should order its affairs? Your #RhodesMustFall Rhodes Must Fall campaign, we understand, originates in South Africa and was initiated by a black activist who told one of his lecturers whites have to be killed. One of you, Sizwe Mpofu Walsh, is the privileged son of a rich politician and a member of a party whose slogan is kill the Boer, kill the farmer. Another of you, Antokozo Kwub, who is only in Oxford as a beneficiary of a Rhodes Scholarship, has boasted about the need for socially conscious black students to dominate white universities, and do so ruthlessly and decisively. Great. That's just what Oxford University needs. Some cultural enrichment from the land of Winnie Mandela, burning tire necklaces, an AIDS epidemic almost entirely the result of government indifference and ignorance, one of the world's highest per capita murder rates, institutionalized corruption, tribal politics, anti-white racism and a collapsing economy. Please name which of the above items you think will enhance the lives of the 22,000 students studying here at Oxford. And then please explain what it is that makes your attention-grabbing campaign to remove a listed statue from an Oxford college more urgent, more deserving than the desire of probably at least 20,000 of those 22,000 students to enjoy their time here unencumbered by the irritation of spoilt, ungrateful little tossers on scholarships they clearly don't merit using racial politics and cheap guilt-tripping to ruin the life and fabric of our beloved university. Stop the left-wing divisity hustle before you destroy our universities and country. Please don't send me any requests to support this malignant tumor destroying our country and society. Sincerely, Barry Howard Mencken, MBA 68.